Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 58, Scene 6, Wife Number 6, Satya. After the incident of forcibly carrying away Mitravinda in the presence of all other royal princes, Krishna married the daughter of the king of Kosala. The king of Kosala province was called Nagnajit. He was very pious and a follower of the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. His most beautiful daughter was named Satya. Sometimes Satya was called Nagnajiti, for she was the daughter of King Nagnajit. King Nagnajit wanted to give the hand of his daughter Satya to any prince who could defeat 7 very strong, stalwart bulls maintained by King Nagnajit. No one in the princely order could defeat the 7 bulls, and therefore no one could claim the hand of his daughter Satya. The 7 bulls were very strong, and they could hardly bear even the smell of any prince. Many princes approached this kingdom and tried to subdue these bulls. But instead of controlling the 7 bulls, the princes themselves were defeated. And this news was spread all over the countryside. When Krishna heard that the girl Satya could be achieved only by defeating the 7 bulls, Krishna prepared himself to go to the kingdom of Kosala. With many soldiers, Krishna approached that part of the country which was known as Ayodhya, making a regular state visit. And when it was known to the king of Kosala that Krishna had come to ask the hand of his daughter Satya, the king became very pleased. With great respect and pomp, the king of Kosala welcomed Krishna to his kingdom. When Krishna approached the king of Kosala, Krishna was offered a suitable sitting place and articles for reception by King Nagnajit. Everything appeared to be very elegant. Krishna also offered the king of Kosala his respectful obeisances, thinking him to be his future father-in-law. When the daughter of King Nagnajit, Satya, understood that Krishna had come himself to marry her, Satya was very much pleased that the husband of the goddess of fortune had so kindly come there to accept her. Satya had cherished the idea of marrying Krishna for a long time and was following the principles of austerities in order to obtain her desired husband. Satya then began to think, "If I have performed any pious activities to the best of my capacity, and if I have sincerely thought all along to have Krishna as my husband, then may Lord Krishna be pleased to fulfill my long-cherished desire. I do not know how the Supreme Personality of Godhead could be pleased upon me. He is the Master and Lord of everyone. Why, even the Goddess of Fortune, whose place is next to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and many other demigods of different planets, always offer their respectful obeisances unto this Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna also sometimes descends on this earth in different incarnations in order to fulfill the desire of his devotees. Krishna is so exalted and great that I do not know how to satisfy him." Satya thought that the Supreme Personality of Godhead could be pleased only out of his own causeless mercy upon the devotee, Otherwise, there was no other means to please Krishna. In the same way, Lord Chaitanya prayed in his Shikshashtaka verses, "My Lord, I am your eternal servant, and somehow or other I have fallen into this material existence. But if you kindly pick me up and fix me as an atom of dust at your lotus feet, it will be a great favor to your eternal servant." Lord Krishna can be pleased only by a humble attitude in the service spirit. The more we render service unto Lord Krishna under the direction of the spiritual master, the more we make advancement on the path of approaching Lord Krishna. We cannot demand any grace or mercy from Lord Krishna because of our service rendered to him. Krishna may accept or not accept our service, but still, the only means to satisfy Lord Krishna is through the service attitude and nothing else. King Nagnajit was already a pious king, and having Krishna in his palace, King Nagnajit began to worship Krishna to the best of his knowledge and capacity. King Nagnajit presented himself before Lord Krishna in this way: "My dear Lord Krishna, you are the proprietor of the whole cosmic manifestation. You are Narayana, the resting place of all living creatures. You are self-sufficient and pleased with your personal opulences. So how can I offer you anything? And how could I please you by such an offering? It is not possible, because I am an insignificant living being. Actually, I have no capacity to render any service unto you." Krishna is the supersoul of all living creatures. So Krishna could understand the mind of Satya, the daughter of King Nagnajit. And Krishna was also very much pleased with the respectful worship of the king in offering him a sitting place, eatables, residence, etc. Krishna was appreciative, therefore, that both the girl and the father of the girl were anxious to have him as their intimate relative. Krishna began to smile and in a great voice spoke, "My dear King Nagnajit, you know very well that anyone in the princely order who is regular in his position will never ask anything from anyone, however exalted one may be. Such requests by a Kshatriya king from another person have been deliberately forbidden by the learned Vedic followers. So if a Kshatriya breaks this regulation, his action is condemned by learned scholars. But in spite of this rigid regulative principle, I am asking you for the hand of your beautiful daughter Satya in order to establish our relationship in return for your great reception of me. And you may also be pleased to be informed that in our family tradition, there is no scope for offering anything in exchange for accepting your daughter Satya. We cannot pay any price which you may impose for delivering her." In other words, Krishna wanted the hand of Satya from the king without fulfilling the condition of defeating the seven bulls. After hearing the statement of Lord Krishna, King Nagnajit replied, "My dear Lord Krishna, you are the reservoir of all pleasure, all opulences, and all qualities. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji, always lives on your chest. Under these circumstances, who can be a better husband for my daughter Satya? Both myself and my daughter have always prayed for this opportunity. You are the chief of the Yadu dynasty, and you may kindly know that from the very beginning, I have made a vow to marry my daughter Satya to a most suitable candidate, one who can come out victorious in the test I have devised. I have imposed this test just to understand the prowess and position of my intended son-in-law. You are Lord Krishna, and you are the chief of all heroes. So I am sure you shall be able to bring these 7 bulls under control without any difficulty. Until now, they have never been subdued by any prince. Anyone who has attempted to bring them under control has simply had his limbs broken. So, Krishna, if you will kindly bridle the 7 bulls and bring them under control, then undoubtedly you will be selected as the desired husband of my daughter Satya. After hearing this statement, Krishna could understand that the king did not want to break his vow. Thus, in order to fulfill the king's desire, Krishna tightened his belt and prepared to fight with the 7 bulls. Immediately, Krishna divided himself into 7 Krishnas, and each one of them immediately caught hold of a bull, bridled its nose, and thus brought it under control as if it were a mere plaything. Krishna's dividing himself into 7 is very significant. It was known to Satya, the daughter of King Nagnajit, that Krishna had already married many other wives, and still she was attached to Krishna. In order to encourage her, Krishna immediately expanded himself into 7. The purport is that Krishna is one, but Krishna also has unlimited forms of expansions. Krishna married many hundreds of thousands of wives, but this does not mean that while Krishna was with one wife, the others were bereft of his association. Krishna could associate with each and every wife by his expansions. So when Krishna brought the bulls under his control by bridling their noses, their strength and pride were immediately smashed. The name and fame which the bulls had attained was thus vanquished. When the bulls had been bridled by Krishna, he pulled them strongly, just as a child pulls a toy wooden bull. Upon seeing this advantage of Krishna, King Nagnajit became very much astonished and immediately with great pleasure brought his daughter Satya before Krishna and handed her over to him. Krishna also immediately accepted Satya as his wife. Then there was a marriage ceremony with great pomp. The queens of King Nagnajit were also very much pleased because their daughter Satya got Krishna as her husband. Since the king and queens were very pleased on this auspicious occasion, there was a celebration all over the city in honor of the marriage. Everywhere was heard the sounds of the kanchal and kettle drum, and various other vibrations of music and song. The learned brahmanas began to shower their blessings upon the newly married couple. In jubilation, all the inhabitants of the city dressed themselves with colorful garments and ornaments. King Nagnajit was so pleased that he began to give a dowry to the daughter and son-in-law. First of all, he gave them 10,000 cows and 3,000 well-dressed young maidservants ornamented up to their necks. This system of dowry is still current in India, especially for the Kshatriya princes. Also, when a Kshatriya prince is married, at least a dozen maidservants of similar age are given along with the bride. After giving the cows and maidservants, King Nagnajit also enriched the dowry by giving 9,000 elephants and 100 times more chariots than elephants. This means that he gave 900,000 chariots. King Nagnajit gave 100 times more horses than chariots, or 90 million horses, and 100 times more slaves than horses. Such slaves and maidservants were maintained by royal princes with all provisions, as if they were their own children or family members. After giving this dowry as described, the king of the Kosala province bade his daughter and great son-in-law farewell and had them seated upon a chariot. King Nagnajit allowed them to go to their home, guarded by a division of well-equipped soldiers. When Satya and Krishna were traveling fast to their new home, King Nagnajit's heart became enlivened with affection for both of them. Before this marriage of Satya with Krishna, there had been many competitive engagements with the bulls of King Nagnajit, and many other princes of the Yadu dynasty and of other dynasties as well had tried to win the hand of Satya. When the frustrated princes of the other dynasties heard that Krishna was successful in getting the hand of Satya by subduing the 7 bulls, naturally they became envious. So while Krishna was traveling to Dwaraka, all the frustrated and defeated princes encircled Krishna and began to shower their arrows upon the bridal party. When they attacked Krishna's party and threw arrows like incessant torrents of rain, Arjuna, the best friend of Krishna, took charge of the challenge, and Arjuna alone drove them off very easily in order to please his great friend Krishna on the occasion of his marriage. Arjuna immediately took up his bow of the name Gandiva and chased away all the princes, exactly as a lion drives away all other small animals simply by chasing them. Arjuna drove away all the princes without killing even one of them. After this, the chief of the Yadu dynasty, Lord Krishna, along with his newly married wife Satya and a huge dowry, entered the city of Dwaraka with great pomp. Krishna then lived there with his wife very peacefully. Thus ends chapter 58, scene 6, Satya. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Iti drikswalila vir ananda kunde swagosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam tadiye shitagishu bhaktair jitatvam punak prematastam shatavritti vande iti dvitswali labhir ananda kunde swagosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam tadiye shitagishu bhaktair jitatvam punak prematastam shatavritti vande. And by such childhood pastimes as this, Krishna is drowning the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy, and he is revealing to those devotees who are absorbed in knowledge of His supreme majesty and opulence, that He is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with intimacy and free from all conceptions of awe and reverence. And so with great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times. Bala Gopala, Bala Gopala, Bala Gopala. The following are notes by the Vaishnava Acharyas on this section. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti, King Nagnajit's actual purpose in setting up the test was to obtain Sri Krishna as his son-in-law, since only Krishna could subdue the bulls. Without such a test, it would have been difficult for King Nagnajit to refuse the many apparently qualified princes and kings who came to ask for Satya's hand in marriage. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, Lord Krishna expanded himself into seven forms, not only to playfully defeat the seven bulls, but also to show Princess Satya that she would not have to compete with his other queens, since Krishna could enjoy with all of them simultaneously. The word Sadrishim indicates that the lovely Princess Satya was a most fitting bride for Krishna because she possessed wonderful transcendental qualities which complemented Krishna's. As Srila Jiva Goswami points out, the word Vismitaha indicates that King Nagnajit was certainly astonished at the many extraordinary events suddenly taking place in his life.